A game design vocabulary isn't just another technical manual. It's a revolutionary attempt to create a shared language for discussing how games actually function. While the game industry has thrived for decades, it has lacked a coherent way to talk about interactive experiences beyond marketing terms and genre classifications. This book strips away the superficial labels to focus on fundamental elements that make games work, regardless of visual style or technological platform. Think of it as learning the grammar of games, understanding the building blocks that create meaning through player interaction, rather than just appreciating the final experience. What makes this approach so powerful is how it democratizes game creation, giving both novice designers and experienced developers a common framework for understanding what makes games tick. Games feel satisfying largely due to verbs, the actions players take to affect the game state. Whether pressing a button to make Mario jump or clicking to place a portal, verbs are your means of expression within the game world. Simple verbs create complex gameplay through their relationships. Super Mario Bros. Builds entire challenges from just running and jumping, progressing from basic hops to intricate sequences requiring precise timing. A verb's effectiveness comes from kinesthetic harmony, the connection between input and on-screen action. Tom's quick-tap digging feels satisfying through immediacy, while Dark Souls' weighted combat conveys the heft of medieval weapons. Objects are what players act upon, the nouns completing these gameplay sentences. Games often use the rule of three for weapons or resources, offering enough variety for interesting choices while remaining manageable. The relationships between objects create depth, like how Tom's bomb blocks trigger chain reactions regardless of color. Context helps players grasp abstract rules through familiar metaphors. A glowing white gun suggests overheating, while fire spreading between wooden objects or water flowing downhill leverage natural understanding of real-world behaviors. Scenes, also called levels, stages, or screens, are where verbs and objects combine to create meaningful experiences. Like book chapters, they establish pacing and progression while crucially introducing new rules and objects that shape player expectations. Good scene design guides players through escalating challenges while preserving choice. Ducks exemplifies this by teaching basic movement through food collection before introducing defensive gameplay against bullets. This progression lets players master fundamentals before facing complex challenges. Designers craft experiences through strategic scene composition. In Mr. Doe, simple directional choices evolve into complex decisions about tunnel patterns, monster evasion, and trap creation. While every possible player choice can't be mapped, designers create possibility spaces that encourage creativity within defined boundaries. Scenes gain complexity through layered object behaviors. Lesbian Spider Queens of Mars combines random moving slaves with queen-seeking gladiators for dynamic situations. Doom mixes straight-charging imps with pathfinding demons, forcing players to handle varied threats. Environmental elements add further depth. Portal's combination of stationary turrets and moving platforms creates puzzles requiring both timing and spatial reasoning. Games communicate through consistent visual and audio patterns that players learn to interpret. In Super Mario Bros., spiky tops signal enemies that can't be jumped on, while in Spyro the Dragon, silver metal indicates objects immune to fire but vulnerable to charging. These visual motifs create rule vocabularies players internalize. Distinct character silhouettes help players differentiate elements during action. Animation both distinguishes objects and conveys mechanics, like the armored slave's slow march in Lesbian Spider Queens indicates vulnerability from behind, or Jane's wall pushing in Tombed confirming player input. Sound serves as both navigational aid and atmospheric element. In visually complex games like Space Giraffe, unique enemy sounds create an audio map. Doom uses distinct audio cues to alert players to off-screen threats. In Knit, the protagonist's gentle footsteps against wind underscore the player's small presence in a vast alien world. These consistent sensory patterns help players understand new elements through their similarity to familiar ones, reducing cognitive load and deepening immersion. Games function as conversations between designers and players, creating a unique form of asynchronous dialogue through interactive systems. Unlike typical conversations where participants adjust in real time, game creators must anticipate player responses and craft their vocabulary beforehand. This resembles sending a message in a bottle. Designers create systems that maintain their intended meaning while accommodating diverse player approaches. Playtesting serves as a crucial feedback loop in this conversation, allowing designers to observe how players interpret their systems. Through iteration, creators refine their mechanical vocabulary to better convey intended meanings and emotional experiences. While traditional design often prioritizes fun, contemporary works demonstrate that games can express nuanced themes. Papers, Please exemplifies this by using border-crossing mechanics to explore moral compromise and survival under authoritarian regimes. Games possess unique power to present meaningful choices or deliberately restrict them, communicating through the presence or absence of player agency. Some experiences, like Spec Ops: The Line, deliberately limit options to highlight the futility of certain situations, while others, like Disco Elysium, offer broad choice to explore complex themes through player expression. Haven't you felt that moment when a game seems to understand what you're thinking or presents a challenge that feels perfectly calibrated to your abilities? That's the designer-player conversation at work, a carefully crafted experience that anticipates your actions while leaving room for personal expression and discovery. Resistance is how games respond to player actions, creating a core player-system dialogue. Games push back appropriately. Metal won't yield to digging entombed, fighters counterattack, and puzzles remain unsolved until the right approach is found. Flow is the state of complete absorption between boredom and frustration. While traditional design gradually increases difficulty with player skill, alternatives exist. Games like Super Hexagon start intensely difficult, enabling improvement through quick iterations. Games can diverge from traditional flow patterns. Some maintain steady difficulty levels for players to master, while others like Gone Home focus on exploration and narrative, finding resistance through emotional engagement rather than challenge. Rewards pull players forward by marking meaningful progress. The most effective rewards, like new abilities in Metroid games, both acknowledge achievement and open new possibilities for exploration and interaction. Games tell stories through both authored narratives and emergent stories generated through gameplay. Every element, from visuals and audio to systems and mechanics, contributes to the narrative. Game mechanics uniquely convey story through player interaction. Anna's dysphoria expresses her transgender experience through movement mechanics, while Pedersini's The Best Amendment critiques gun politics by having players confront their past actions. Open-world games like The Sims and Minecraft allow players to generate personal narratives through system interactions. Even linear games invite varied interpretations, similar to how audiences debate classic literature. Games create emotional investment through simple but effective means. XCOM's procedurally generated soldiers become memorable characters through specialization and permanent death, often leading players to reload saves to preserve favorites. Players naturally create and share stories about their gameplay experiences, making games a unique medium where audience members become co-authors through their choices and interactions with designed systems.